Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Please, you can ask you good afternoon. And secondly, my apologies if I didn't pronounce your surname correctly.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you indeed for the invitation. The name is Sikonati Manchanja. A lot easier than what you said.
Manchanja. You're right, because when you hear it pronounced, it's not as long because it's a lot shorter. But let's get to the point of the conversation. Sikonati, we're hearing all the rumors in overdrive. We're hearing all these conspiracy theories. What really happened at Madupi?
There is absolutely no need for speculation. Eskom has told the people of South Africa exactly what happened. And what happened is that an explosion occurred on the generator of Unit 4 when hydrogen, which is used to cool the generator, was being displaced with carbon dioxide and with air. What did happen was that an incorrect amount carbon dioxide was introduced into the unit, into the generator, which was sufficient to cause the explosion, which did occur. I must hasten to add that no persons were injured. Six colleagues were treated for shock, who were working on the plant at the time, and everybody has been fully accounted for.
Sikonati, the greatest concern for everybody is how long is it going to take to get Madupi back to where it was just prior to this explosion? There was great happiness at the fact that Madupi was now fully online. Is this going to impact in the long term, or is it a short term repair?
This is obviously a setback. I must just take a step back and say, indeed, all of Madupi is online and was producing electricity as required, with the exception of the alterations that we have previously communicated to correct the design defects. This now is, of course, a setback in that we have lost a maximum capacity of 720 megawatts. The unit had already been placed on planned maintenance, so it was taken offline and was meant to be on short-term maintenance for the next 10 days. So in the immediate term, we will not miss it in our abilities to supply electricity. I must also add that we have, as South Africa, gone through now through the cold winter, where demand for electricity is highest, which then is normal, is higher load shedding season. We have, with minimal load shedding, been able to go through that. So the significant from this particular unit on its own, without any additional losses, will not be that great. Of course, we do then run into problems should we experience any similar losses as we have in this particular instance.
Sikonati, to be honest, I don't envy the post that you find yourself in as the spokesperson for Eskom. Is there light on the horizon in respect of Kusile, Madupi, and other forms of energy coming online? And do we see the light at the end of the tunnel in respect of knowing that we will reach capacity the next short to medium term?
We have indeed promised the people of South Africa that we are able to supply, we will be able to supply electricity to the extent possible through the winter, which we have now delivered. The average capacity that we have been able to deliver on a daily basis was just over 35,000 megawatts, which for the better part of the winter managed to keep load shedding away. Secondly, I must also now give you the statistics around November of 2020. We were supplying 27,000 megawatts per day. So the preparations for winter really delivered another 7,000 to 8,000 megawatts of capacity. We are going ahead with the reconditioning of the Madupi power station and the Kusile power station in order to extract maximum performance from those through repairing the design defects that we have previously spoken about. So that is what Eskom is doing on its side to increase available capacity and keep load shedding to a minimum. We are also grateful, of course, to the government for changing Section 32 of the Electricity Supply Act, which then allows private investors to generate up to 100 megawatts of electricity without the need for a generation license. that will, in the medium term, go a long way towards helping ease the capacity constraints. There are other programs which the government must implement, because ESCOM operates only in terms of the law, where it is implementing policy as directed by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, which is responsible for the procurement. From our side, we are increasing indeed the capacity available to reduce the occurrence of load shedding.
Sikunati Manchancha, thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope to chat to you in the very near future, where you'll be giving us more good news on the way forward, and hopefully we're going to see less drama happening with Eskom. That was Sikunati Manchancha, he's the spokesperson at Eskom.